Private equity is a $4 trillion industry. I'm Wayna Brown, host of the EY Next Wave Private Equity Podcast, where we explore how PE is creating value for all of its stakeholders across the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, March 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. It's tax week on the show, our week-long look at some of the more complex tax issues of the season. Today, remote work. Working from home or working a hybrid schedule is here to stay, at least for the foreseeable future. But it also puts responsibility on the taxpayer to accurately report where and when they spent time working last year.
If you are an employee and you're working in two places, you really need to go to your payroll department and talk to them, because they will need to report to different states where you worked and what kinds of taxes were withheld. And so this is not just a decision you make on your own. If you're an employee, you have to do it sort of talking to your company payroll department.
WSJ tax reporter Laura Saunders has been our point person for keeping up with the rules around remote work and your taxes. We'll ask her what taxpayers need to know as they prepare their returns. After the break.
What's important to you? What drives you? What do you want your wealth to do? At PNC Private Bank, we call that your why, and we want to understand yours. Maybe it's creating a legacy, buying a home, or enjoying your retirement. Whatever your goals are, we'll work with you to build a personalized wealth plan to help you achieve it. So tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Was your kitchen table your makeshift office last year? Did you start going back to the actual office a few days a week? In either case, the IRS wants to know. It turns out where you worked can make a difference in how much you'll pay in taxes, and it's stirred up a lot of confusion among taxpayers. WSJ tax reporter Laura Saunders has been following the rules governing remote work since the early days of the pandemic, and she joins me now with more. Hey, Laura, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, Laura, people began working remotely as a result of the pandemic right around this time in 2020. And you were with us last year talking about how tax laws tried to address that. How did things change from the tax law standpoint in 2021?
Well, I don't think they changed very much at all. What's happened is that people have continued to work at home and companies have to address this. And so it's important to pay attention to. Anytime you're working in two places, whether it's in two states is very important, but also it could be that your office is in a city and that you're working two counties away in the same state. You might have issues where you don't know if you owe city taxes or not. Certainly, if you're working in two states, you could possibly owe taxes to two states, unless maybe there's a reciprocity agreement. You know, sometimes Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri will have, you know, an exchange agreement or something like that. A number of states enacted temporary laws during the pandemic that were focused on people who were working in that state, but their offices were someplace else. Those have mostly lapsed. And that's what's happened in that way. These are just all very important issues.
You know, a year ago, this was all something new, but it seems like there are less opportunities to get around this. And you told us before how more and more states are realizing they need to take this up.
More states realize that this is something that could matter to them. They may not have changed their laws, but they might really have changed their enforcement. Now, we recently heard from an accountant who said that she had a client who lives in Florida, was working from a home in Wyoming, and got a letter from the Wyoming tax authority saying, perhaps you owe us tax. I think it's fair to say that maybe those authorities hadn't thought about this 10 years ago, but the pandemic has made them do that. These states have always had pretty stringent rules about what it means to be resident in a state or owe taxes to the state, and other states will have to be thinking about such issues in the future.
So why is this information important to the IRS?
Well, it's not important for the IRS if everything was inside the United States. Where you worked is important for state tax reasons, because states want to know if they should tax you or not, depending on how much time you were there. And those rules vary a whole lot from state to state, but that's what they want to know. What's important is that they want to tax you. And so they want to know if you were in the state, or cities tax people too. Some cities have their own income taxes, so they want to know if you worked in the city, or if you worked outside the city, or if you worked in the state or outside the state.
And we've also seen companies institute hybrid work policies in the past year. How has that made things more complex?
Oh, it makes them a lot more complex. If you are an employee and you're working in two places, you really need to go to your payroll department and talk to them, because they will need to report to different states where you worked and what kinds of taxes were withheld. And so this is not just a decision you make on your own. If you're an employee, you have to do it sort of talking to your company payroll department, because it's part of their job too, to say where you worked and where the taxes were withheld.
Okay, so what kinds of questions should you ask the payroll department?
Well, you want to talk to the payroll department and say, where do you have me working? Where is my address? Where are the state taxes being reported to? You know, they're probably withholding some state income taxes. Are they sending those to the state where the office is, or the state where you're working, or what? You just need to have this conversation with them so you don't have bad surprises when you do your taxes next year. You don't want to find out next year when you're doing this year's taxes that all your taxes were withheld and sent to one state, and then you want to try to get those taxes back because you weren't there, and then you have to file a return in another state.
Now, you've told us before that this is not necessarily cut and dry, you know, just checking off boxes. It can get pretty complex, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's very individual, depends on the areas and the people and things like that. But for instance, if a New York employee moved to a low tax state, like maybe Florida, during the pandemic, and the company could plausibly say, we have reassigned this employee to our Florida office, then that employee might not need to pay New York taxes, but it's all very tricky. And the payroll departments have to stay on the right side of the law. Remember that tax returns are signed under penalty of perjury, and if you don't put one in, that's important too. Now, there are a couple of more things. One is that your company is probably not going to misrepresent for you, and if you use a tax preparer, that person could put his or her license at risk if they lie on behalf of a client. And so they'll ask you, where did you work from? Did you travel? Because that's part of their responsibility, and they are supposed to file an accurate return for you. They sign it.
Now, for a lot of people, their home was their office last year. But what's the rule on actually declaring on your tax return that you have a home office?
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry. People ask me this all the time. Okay, if you are an employee, you cannot deduct a home office. You could through 2017. And then in the 2017 tax overhaul, that was taken away. Now, to be fair, the deductions that employees got for home offices were pretty small and very hard to get. You lost most of it through a disallowance. But now you don't get one at all. The situation is very different if you have a home-based business. If you have a Schedule C, or if you own a business, if you're a business owner and you conduct the business from your home, then you are allowed to have a home office deduction, but not if you're an employee of a company and you're working at home. That's a big distinction. So that's what people need to know.
You know, Laura, we've seen that a lot of companies have pretty much given up trying to predict when people will return to the office on a full-time basis. So it seems like remote work in some capacity is here to stay, at least for the foreseeable future. What is that going to mean going forward?
Well, that means tax complexity is here to stay going forward as well. I think people just have to be clear about this. They have to ask the questions up front. Talk to your payroll department. Talk to your tax preparer. There might be some way that you could engineer things so that if you only work a certain number of days in that office or that state, that you don't have any problem. And that will vary a lot from state to state. On the other hand, it could be very different in another state. So arm yourself with information and know on the front end what the rules are so you won't be surprised on the back end.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you can find a lot more about the tax implications of working remotely by downloading a copy of our new in-depth ebook, the WSJ Tax Guide 2022. It's free for WSJ members at wsj.com/taxguide. And coming up tomorrow on Tax Week, we'll tackle the changes to child tax credits and how they could affect your returns.
things change, and when things change, that creates difficulty for taxpayers and confusion for taxpayers. People are used to the old system where, you know, there weren't these additional payments over the course of the year, and where you just claimed the entire child tax credit on your tax return.
That's tomorrow on Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.